The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Nida daf chof. Sugya maras damim, the Rishonim say that despite the fact that the Mishnah says on the Futes that is only four maras of Odoim, of red, which are Tamei, but Lamaisa we're not makel with any other Odoim, because we don't have a Bekias to be mafchin between different kinds of red, like you see in the Gemara, even some Amirayim, or Nimna from Paskening Maras Damim. So what do we do? So we say that anything that's Neitel Ad Mumas, anything which has a reddish tinge, is going to be considered Damnida. However, it seems that the Machlokes Rishonim, the gather of this Issa. Let's see a little bit what the Rishonim say. We'll begin with Ramban. Ramban says in Per Gimel Halach Gimel, and this all has Nida. Ve'ena notzrichim lichtav mishpatei b'dikasan. We don't have to get into the details of the colors. Shekvar gozer aleim b'zman hazeh. He says he was a gzera. Kol sheyesh by mara admum is klal. That's tmeya. This is Dr. Ramban, that anything that has a Mara Admumis is Tameya, and he calls it a Gzeira. And he says this also in the Chedushim, Yitasam and Aleph. He says, like Gozru Ella Aldam Vital Daisav. He's coming to say that Yarek and other colors are not a problem at all, but he uses a Lashon, he says that anything that's Dam, which Lachari means to say Odim, Vital Daisav, anything similar to it, it was a Gzeira. The Ran says this as well, in Shavuos Gimel and Aleph, and in Nida, in the Chedushim. The smack mitzvah resh tzadik gimel says, "B'dayrus harishayinim lehayu matamim kim chamish adamim." He says, "In olden days there were only matami 5 maris." Ach b'dayrus achreinim the smatu halavavos. We don't have a bekiyus, but timu kol hadamim afilu mishar maris l'fishayin ano bekiyim. He says, "Timu sounds like also there was some kind of yeshiva's bezdin or chazal got together and made some kind of exera." The Rashi in terms of Bayis Hakotzer, Bayis Zayin Sha'alof says, "Kashen es mayit habekiris chozru leaser es hakol." They were chozer to aser everything. With then he brings some exceptions. So it seems from the Ramban and the Ran and the Rashi and the Smak that he was a gzera. Other Rishonim, however, seem to learn differently. That it was not a gzera, rather it was just a minug that they stopped being matter. The first one that you find like this is the Sefer Eshkol in Siman Lamed Tes. Sefer Eshkol was written by the Rav Av Bezdin, who was a Shver of the Ravid that we know from the Hasagas of Ravid and the Rambam and other Svarim. This was from the early Rishonim, the Sefer Eshkol. He says, "Ba'avoy neseinu tochu einenu meirois." We're not able to see lahavchen beinam l'dam lefichach anu mitamim kol hanoita lamar odam b'shachar. Therefore, we are mitame. He doesn't say gozru. He doesn't say chozru lesa. He just says anu mitamim. It's what we do. And the Eshkol's Adam derived it, says this also in the Bali HaNefesh. He says, "V'kolshkim b'daras halolosh yesh lanu lifreish mikol hadamim." Yesh lanu lifreish. We should refrain from being metame. Kadesh alay navi l'day yisr. The Sefer Yireim in Simon Chavav says, "V'einanu b'kim ata b'mara chamish adamim sh'afilu rishayim sh'liban gadol." Even the rishayim, he's referring to, I think, the Damayroim. Hayu yireim lirais. So kolshkim us, we should be yorei to look at that. But again, not that it's a gzeira, just that it's common sense. We know that we don't have enough bekiyus to do it. The Ozeru and Simen Shinam Zayin says as follows. U'bavur shebizman hazayin anu bekiyim lahavchin b'avchin, since nowadays we're not bekiyim, b'avur kach, therefore lo harachti b'pirusham. Like the Ramban says, he says, therefore I'm not going to be mayrich to explain the different colors. And now he says why, different than the Ramban. She'ein lonu lismoich al yediyoseinu u'lohayrois bein dam tami l'dam tar. We shouldn't be saying on our knowledge, our understanding. Even Amirayim were not saying on themselves. See, so once you see that Amirayim didn't do it, it's not correct, it's not proper for anybody to do it. So it's clear in the Arzurua that there was no gzera. There was no. It's not a davish of a minion that they made a yeshiva's bezdin and they made a gzera. Just it's just common sense. We can't do it. The Rosh sounds like this also. The Rosh over here in the sugi says, "B'daras halalu ain't baki b'maras damim lishon al chachmasai ulahafet ben dam l'dam." And he says, "Afilu bimei chachmei hashas, they were chachamim who didn't do it." Kol shkein ha'idno shein latar shum dam hanayta lud mara ad mumis. So he says, it's a fact. There are no bikim. You can't do it. They didn't have to make a yeshiva's bath. They didn't have to make a gzera. Because it's pasha. It's common sense. Now, l'chayra, the pashas of the sugya would be moira like this shita. The hainu the shita of the eshkol, the raivid, the ireim, the ozeruah, and the rosh, that there was no gzera. Why am I saying that's the Pasha of the Sugya? It doesn't say anywhere that they made such a gzera. As far as we know, there's no Gemara that says it. So if there's no Gemara, there's no Zecher and Chazal, they did it, the Chara didn't do it. Right? The Rambam says in the Hakdama to Yad that Gantz Torah Sheval Pesh date in Talmud Bavli, in Gemara. So it doesn't say it, it doesn't exist. The Chara, it's a Chiddush of the Ramban and the other Rishonim that are saying there was such a gzera, and it doesn't say it. So, interesting, there's a, just we're saying with two achrenim. The Rav Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pechesiv Bet, Sivkan Beis, he says, Gzeris Chachomim Achrenim, Mechach Me HaGemara, Oi Gzeris HaGoinim Shachar HaGemara. Latame Kol Mara Shachas Vad Mumis, because when that became. So it's interesting, he puts in a few words, he says it's a Gzeri, he never thought like the Raman is a Gzeri, but he says, who made the Gzeri? So he says he's not sure. He says either it was Gzeris Chachme HaShas, or it was Gzeris HaGoinim. Okay, so if it was Exeris HaGoinim, then it's Miyoshev Kamil Chaimer. The Gemara doesn't have to say it. It didn't happen in times of the Gemara. Couldn't say it in the Gemara. It only happened after the Zman HaGemara, by the Goinim. And the Goinim, there's no kasha. Why isn't it written? Because the Goinim didn't write. They wrote Shuvas and different things. But they didn't write any comprehensive sefer like the Gemara. So there's no kasha. And that's talk of what the older Rishonim are bringing. They're saying, we don't do it. Why don't we do it? Or the other Rishonim are saying, there was Exeris. Who made Exeris? It doesn't say Chach Me'ashas made Exeris. Who made Exeris? It was the Goinim. If you go with that sound in the Rav Shulchan Aruch, it's more geshmak what the Ramban says. And the Masham, Nemzon, like that Pshitus, Masham, Achel Gimel, Simen Reshut Gimel, says as Dava Poshet, that it was a Gzeres HaGoinim, and is an Afkmina Lameisa. Based on this, he says, in a certain case where the Bdika got lost, and it was a Safik if it was Neitel Ad Mumis. If you have a Safik, if it's Mamish Red, then Avad, you have to be Machmer. But if it's only a Safik, if it's Neitel Ad Mumis, he says, since it's only a Gzeres HaGoinim, you would not have to be Machmer. And Sefer Sheiris Yehuda, from the Rav Shulchan Aruch's brother, in his Haisafis, in Simen Ches, also was Mekel in this case, when it got lost, and he says, based on the Rav Shulchan Aruch, that it's only Drabonon, which, okay, even if it's not Exeris HaGoinim, even if it's Exeris Chach Me'ashas, but it's certainly only Drabonon, the din of Natan Mumis, and Mela, he's Mekel, when it got lost. But Al-Kopanim, if you say it's Exeris HaGoinim, then Luchar, it's Miyoshev. If not, if you want to say it's Exeris Chach Me'ashas, you have to know how to be Miyashev. How does it stem with the Gemara? We need to find a marker in the Gemara for this Gzeira. There is maybe a Derech to Miyash of it, but no time for it right now, so we'll leave it at that.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223 to sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal. Please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.